You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with top news from industry. Reliance Capital's Committee of Creditors has agreed to make payments to all lenders based on the final plan value, looking to avoid intercreditor disputes. The final plan of RCAP's assets, according to bid submitted by Hinduja Group, stands at Rs 10,000 crore. This is against the general practice of paying lenders who have agreed to the proposal on a pro-rata basis based on the final plan value and dissenters based on the liquidation value. In certain cases, dissenters have bargained for higher payouts. A source close to the development said, quote, "In this case, the final plan value will be considered as the distribution value for all categories of lenders. This is a significant shift as it emphasizes fairness and equitable treatment. Through this, the COC aims to ensure a more transparent and unbiased process, fostering trust and confidence in the overall plan," unquote. Earlier, independent valuers RBSA and Duff & Phelps had finalized the liquidation value at Rs 13,000 crore. Moving on to aviation, low-cost carrier GoFirst, which has filed for insolvency, is trying to retain its pilots with a monthly allowance as it tries to put in place a plan to restart operations. The airline has offered to raise monthly salaries of captains by Rs 1 lakh and that of first officers by Rs 50,000. Currently, the monthly average salary of captains is Rs 5.3 lakh. On Monday, senior executives of the airline reportedly discussed its revival plans with officials of the Director General of Civil Aviation. In an internal mail, GoFirst has said the increased salaries will come into effect from June 1st and will include all captains and first officers who are released online for flying and are on the company's payroll as on May 31st. It will also include those who may have resigned till date but are willing to withdraw their resignation by June 15th. The MAOL said, quote, "The airline also plans to soon reintroduce the longevity bonus. If things shape up as per the present progress plan, it won't take long before we will be flying again, which will also enable us to be regular on salary payments," unquote. Meanwhile, HDFC Bank has launched two special fixed deposit schemes offering interest rates of 7.20% for a 35-month term and 7.25% for a 55-month term. Senior citizens will get 50 basis points more. The bank is offering 7% on deposits maturing between 18 months and 10 years. As deposit rates are close to the peak and most banks offering 7% or more on retail domestic deposits on select tenures, investors should lock in at higher interest rates and select the tenure based on their investment horizon. As diversification lowers the risk to your investments, experts say the FD portfolio should be spread across banks and various maturities. Gaurav Agarwal, Senior Director, Paisa Bazaar, says many macroeconomic indicators and G-Sec bond yields are hinting at the peaking of interest rates. He said, quote, "These make it the right time to start booking FD tenures, offering higher interest rates, especially if those are offered for longer tenures," unquote. While investing in special deposit schemes, individuals must factor in their investment horizons as premature withdrawal of fixed deposits usually incur penal rates and suboptimal returns. Let us talk on economy. Despite a fiscally sweet spot, state's capital expenditure remained subdued in the financial year that ended on March 31st of FY23 as they sought to use the rebound in their financial health to keep the fiscal deficit in check. While the centre and the central public sector undertakings maintained their momentum, the combined capex of 19 states, reviewed by FE, contracted marginally in FY23 to around Rs 4.55 trillion, compared with about 26% growth in FY22. These states represent about 90% of the country's GDP. Including the Rs 71,000 crore 50-year interest-free capex loans by the centre, which are accounted for once the funds are dispersed by the centre, capex by these states grew by about 12% on year in FY23 to about Rs 5.26 trillion. Lastly, benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex may open marginally in green amid positive global cues. The Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange were trading 14 points or 0.07% higher at 18,704 in today's early morning trade. Asian markets were trading mostly in green. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 0.45%. China's Shanghai Composite Index climbed 0.22%. South Korea's KOSPI jumped 0.92%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 0.5%. The US market ended the overnight session broadly in green. Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1%, S&P 500 surged 1.3%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq skyrocketed 2.19%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.